This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. Shark Tank, star Robert Herjavec's top 5 small business marketing tips, entrepreneur. When Robert Herjavec wanted to start his own company, people discouraged him. They said he couldn't do it. He had zero experience, he didn't have a business degree, and he knew nothing about running a business. Ellipsis. Herjavec's commitment to taking the risky entrepreneurial leap, despite the naysayers, and he had plenty of them, has more than paid off. So what if he didn't have formal training? He also didn't possess the needed marketing know-how, at least not at first and not all on his own. But that was fine by him. Like many entrepreneurs, we didn't really know what to do at first, he says. As a startup, it's almost overwhelming. I learned that's where a third party comes in to help you. They take the marketing pressure off so you can do more of what you love to do, your business. We picked Herjavec's brain for a few, too. Here are his top 5. Target your customers where they hang out on social media. Don't be afraid to sell direct online. Use stunning imagery to grab customers' attention. Market to your customers how they like to be marketed to. Hire a marketing agency so you can do more of what you love. Curated from Shark Tank, star Robert Herjavec's top 5 small business marketing tips, entrepreneur. More posts across the web. Why loud-mouthed employees are good for your business, Mashable, of course. The mere thought of a rogue tweet about your brand, even if well-intended, may make your hair stand on end. But fear not, for loud-mouthed employees are proving to be particularly beneficial to the bottom line. Not only do the most vociferous among us humanize what might otherwise be a faceless brand, but they also help amplify its reach in measurable ways. Why a new generation of on-demand businesses rejected the Uber model, Fast Company. The idea that an Uber for X model could fit any service proved arrogant, especially for customer service-focused startups. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.